give you praise. We give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, so today, I'll just jump right straight into it. Let me go right straight into it. Today, we'll be looking at the blood of Jesus Christ and some of the brooding thoughts that we are going to be looking at is, what is the blood? What is the Old Testament use of the blood of animals? How is the Old Testament related to the New? What is the blood of Jesus? What is the essential? What is the essence, and the use of the blood of Jesus in the New Testament? What is the proper approach to the use of the blood of Jesus? How can common misconception, errors in the use of the blood of Jesus be avoided? What is the significance of the Holy Communion, and how should it be approached? Now, before I go into this class, I would like to start with questions, right? And the question is that, you know, and there is no wrong answer, no right answer, as it were. It's just for me to put it out there, right? I hope Wesley is here with me. Hello, Wesley. How are you doing today?
This is Pastor. Yes, I'm with you.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so we are together. Okay, so I'm saying that I want to ask a question. The question is, what do we understand? What do we understand to be, as it was, the blood of Jesus Christ? Like, you know, I know that every one of us have an understanding of what the blood of Jesus Christ is, either in the word of righteousness or wherever we are coming from, right? So I'm just like, I want to throw it out there and I want you to respond. You know, maybe one or two persons, just tell me, what do you understand by the blood of Jesus, you know, and what does it mean to you? Anyone wants to help us? Okay, if there is nobody, then
I can say the life, the blood of Jesus is the life of Jesus.
Okay, the life of Jesus. Great. Right.
Yeah.
That's great. That's all you have to say, right?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I didn't know you.
No, if that's all that you have to say, it's fine.
Yeah. Yes. Let me just. That's all I have to say. Yeah.
Okay. Any other person wants to say something? The blood of Jesus. Before we go on, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. There is this song that we used to sing. Does it? The blood of Jesus sets me free. Or am I right? The blood of Jesus. The blood. Jesus, set me free. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. How many of us know that song? I plead the blood of Jesus. Wesley, do you know that song?
Yes, I do, sir.
The blood, you know, when you start saying that in those days, it's like warfare is about to start. Even the way we'll be marching in church those days, I plead the blood, the blood. And I like those tambourine, and they just be going. Anywhere those demons are, they will come out.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, so the blood of Jesus. No one wants to help us again. Anyone wants to help us? Ah, I missed this. What was the name? Akan. Where is Akan? Akan is always representing. Is he in this class today? I don't think so.
I
It's not
don't
yet yet.
know. No, sir.
Okay.
But Pastor, if you permit me, I can give maybe a little bit of context of what I mean. So
God bless you, Jai. I'm still waiting. Don't you see that I'm just waiting?
okay. I'll from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 7.
Great.
Ephesians 1:7. The Bible says, in whom we have redemption through God, forgiveness of sins, which is according to the riches of his grace. But not to talk too much. Basically, we have sins, as all I have sins, and I want to say, if I say what is sin, sin is a life of, and these are or laws. Let me use the word laws in our souls, right? So, what can I forgot that song? Take away our sins, nothing but the blood. That's
Blood of
yes, sir. So that is another
Jesus.
song. So I say that,
Yes, sir.
or let's use Pastor Larry's song. It says it's not a bloodbath, but it's a blood transfusion. So blood for blood. So
Awesome.
yes, sir. So the blood of Jesus is really the life of Jesus, is the life that is in him that he needs to give to us to redeem us from our own life, which is our own sin or our own blood, which the devil has, distributed in his wisdom towards us.
Wow. So, meaning that the blood is for redemption, is a redemption tool, right?
Yes, sir.
From our Lord for our deliverance, right? From wrong blood.
Yes, sir.
Wow. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Okay, thank you so much for that. Okay. I was thinking probably as you're talking, someone else would be inspired to say something. This class is just quiet.
Sorry to cast my brother, sir, but Akan is here.
God bless you, my brother. Akan is just coming in. He might not. Okay,
God
go
have
ahead.
mercy. No, sir, I was locked in. Right, sir.
Yes.
Wow. Thank you, sir, Wesley. He
Yes.
did a very great job, to be
Yes,
honest.
sir. Hello, Akan. We can't seem to hear you.
So, sir, I'll just read a scripture that really stood out to me.
Okay. Hello,
Oh,
Akan.
hello, sir. Can you hear me now? Hello,
Yes, I
sir.
can now.
Hello, sir. Can
I
you hear me
can
now?
hear you now.
Hello? Okay, sir. Sorry, sir.
Yes.
Okay, sir. So, I wanted to thank Sir Wesley. He did a very great job, sir.
Yes, sir.
To be honest,
Yes.
so he did an awesome job. And I believe a scripture really stood out to me was Hebrews 12,
Okay.
Hebrews 12, 24, and about the blood of Jesus. And the scripture reads, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. So when I see the blood of Jesus, I see the blood of Jesus as also a redemption material. I see it as a cause. I see it as also, how will I say, a gateway into the things of Jesus. That even when Abel's blood, even when Abel was righteous, his blood was still crying unto God. But I see it as Jesus' blood as something. Way more higher, in terms that Jesus has already come into higher properties, and it's through his blood that we can come into higher things.
So, sir, redemption too, that even, at the mention of his blood, things shift. Even I should also have, I can see it as, I can see the blood also as coming into how will I say, a fold, that when you see, when they see the blood, that's what I've seen also. Yes, sir. I believe, sir, I've been able to just add a little
Honestly,
of my understanding, sir,
you said a
behind the
lot.
blood of
Thank
Jesus,
you.
sir.
Thank you so much, Akan. You said a
Yes, sir.
whole lot, right?
Yes, sir.
Besides, I can leave
No
this
problem, sir.
place. I can leave this place now, and we just
Yes, sir.
close. You understand? We just close the meeting and say, ah, go and be thinking on these things. You people have dropped things, whatsoever things appear.
Yes, sir.
You and Wesley, you've concluded the, you've summarized the whole matter. Thank you so much, sir.
No problem, sir.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Wesley. Thank you, Akan.
Yes,
Right. It was good to know that we have that understanding already. Right. So I'll just go right straight into it. And then Akan's network was breaking a little bit. But I think we all understood what he was trying to say. And from the context of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24, whereby he was talking about Jesus being the mediator of the new covenant and through the blood of sprinkling, meaning that he said that blood speaks better things than the blood of Abel, meaning that the blood is also, he said, he called it a curse, right? A C-O-U-R. SE called it a, what did he call it again? He called it some things. They call it a course, he called it something we have to learn. And from this scripture, is the blood is, he called it new covenant. Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than the blood of it, meaning that as the blood is being sprinkled, it means that it's also speaking.
Yes, sir.
Right, so it's clear here that the blood is speaking. What is it speaking to? It's speaking to us, right? And as it's speaking to us, is for our change, our deliverance. Is a communication of the testimony of God or communication of God's covenant. That's how Jesus mediate, right, between man and God. Is like you said, you call it blood transfusion. So how he
Yes.
transfers blood from himself to us to connect the Father, because his blood is God's blood. That's the blood of the Godhead.
Yes, sir.
Right. So that's how you connect the he calls us his brethren, right? So those who he has made brethren. He says, I'll sing my song to them in the midst of the church. Will I sing to them my song? Right. If you can give me that scripture, I think Hebrews chapter 2. Yeah. He said, for both they that those who are sanctified and they who are sanctified are all but of one. So for this cause, he is not ashamed to call them. So the sanctified are his brethren. They
Yes.
who he has sanctified, and he will not sanctify you without blood. Right, because before you enter into the holy place, there must be shedding of blood, right? There must be giving of blood.
Different.
Right. So that's when you say, if any man be in Christ, is a new creation. The beginning of the new creation man or the new man is arrival at the most at the holy place, right? So it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, is a new creation. So the arrival of the soul in the holy place, right, is the new creation man. That's the entrance into the kingdom.
Listen.
Right. So it is clear that this will not happen. Anybody that will stand in the kingdom, I hope I'm not too fast,
No, sir.
must have blood. Right. That's what is called life, like you called it. You said life. Blood of Christ is the life of Christ, meaning that to a measure, right, something must be inside you.
Yes, sir.
Right, inside the soul. That soul must be alive. Right. So be able to, what am I me? It's not every soul that is alive. Right. So this soul must be alive. It must be jiving. There must be some things inside, meaning that this person have experienced the ministry of Jesus in his soul. Right. That's what they call new. That's when they say old things have passed away. Right. So I like this, but let's go to the manual, right? To start with Leviticus. Let's build it from the start. Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11 to 13. Wesley, you would have to read for me.
No problem, sir.
Excuse me. Yeah.
Leviticus chapter
17, 11 to 13.
13. Say, for the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Therefore, I said unto the children of Israel, no soul of you shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourneth among you eat blood. And whatsoever man there be of the children of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, which hunteth and catcheth any beast or fowl that may be eaten, he shall even pour out the blood thereof and cover it with dust.
Awesome. Awesome. There's a reason for this, right? But let's stay with 11. Let's stay with 11. 11 says, for the life of the flesh is in the blood.
Yes.
Right. So it's clear that the life of the flesh is in the blood.
Yes, sir.
Right. So it says, and I have given it to you upon the altar, right, to make an atonement for your souls. So if it is the blood that maketh an atonement, for your soul. So that he called the word atonement.
Yeah.
Right. So it makes it very simple for us to connect the dots that you can't be one with God without the blood, or the soul cannot be one with God without the blood.
Yes,
right. So you say being at one with God is right, having that transfer done, the movement of the blood into my flesh. So I think it was Pastor Dimeji, I was listening to him and he was saying something about he mentioned something about that the reason for. He said, I'm just going to paraphrase it, but this is the way I understood it. The reason for blood is to, I want to use the exact word he used, is for change of genetics, right? Or the reason for, let me use another way, the reason for faith is to alter our gene, right? It's to alter genetics,
yes,
right? So these are the generation of them that seek your face, right? So they were generated, right? Let's see it, right? Psalm 24, right? Is it Psalm 24? So this is the generation of them that seek your face, meaning that Wesley, there is a way they are.
Yes, sir.
So this seeking him is from a realm, is from an unseen realm. Right. So it's from the blood. It's not everybody that seek the face of God. If they don't generate you, right, you can't seek God's face. So if they don't alter your gene, did you see that? So what faith does, when you say faith is the substance of things hoped for, I can say boldly that faith is a mover of blood. Right? It moves blood into souls. So those substances are blessings.
Wow.
They are what makes the sun. It's the life of the sun. So That's why they said this is without faith, it is impossible. Right. I was saying so yesterday meeting that faith is your escorter to charity, right? That's what see you off to God. Right. Mm-hmm. That's what you know, that's what escorts you, take you somewhere. So he says, but without faith, it is impossible, it's not possible. It can't mm-hmm. happen.
Yeah.
Right. So faith is what makes it possible. So meaning that faith is potent. Right. So when you say please God, please him. You can't please him. Mm-hmm. You don't know him. Right. So they must import something, a spiritual vehicle called faith that makes you go into the realm of the impossibility. Mm-hmm. Right. And be able to do things that is impossible to men to do. So, but this thing that is being said, you know, you can look at it from a physical standpoint and say, okay, vehicle, okay, I just enter a car, they will drive me. That's faith. No, that's not even how it works. Faith doesn't work like that. Faith moves into your soul.
Mm.
Right? Meaning that in the soul, there is a steering. So man has a steering in his soul. So every man is going somewhere wrong already.
Mm.
Are you following me? So this blood, when the faith moves blood into the soul, right, the soul begin to manifest in a different way, begin to respond in a different way, meaning that they would first of all take the vehicle, the steering of the soul from the master of the soul. That's what faith does, right? Collect it from that guy that was handling it. Another guy will take it, which is called faith, and begin to make you do the impossible. All of this is the ministry of Jesus. Is the ministry of the blood. The blood is powerful. The blood. You know, we don't know what blood, you know, we can think blood is red thing inside, you know, it's a lot, is law, is things, is, but let's take it one after the other, right? Amen?
Amen.
Wesley, I hope I'm not too fast, and I'm not,
no,
if
no,
there's
sir.
Anything that is not making sense, you can tell me. Can just say, Pastor, I have one question, or anybody in this class. You know, it's a class.
Yes, sir.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I hope it's clear, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So what I was describing is gene, blood, right? Say, for the life of the flesh is in the blood. So I know a lot of people have more understanding about what blood is, you know, the information in the blood, all manner of things that are in the blood, right? But me, I come in the name of the Lord today, right? But as the Spirit helps me, I'll follow. Right. So it says, for it is the blood that maketh. I like the word maketh. Maketh. And at one meant,
yeah,
for the soul.
Wow.
Do you see that? It make atonement.
Yes.
What makes God to like you? What makes God to say you can be one with you? You know, that was what Jesus was praying for in John 17.
Yes, sir.
And he said, make them one as we are. So what makes them one is blood. Right? This is the Bible. This is Christianity. You know, people don't understand this place whereby you say Jesus and God is one. And the Holy Ghost, you know, they are one. They are three in one. Some people are still confusing it, that it's Jesus that came, that was praying to himself. He's still the one that went and then sent back himself as the Holy Ghost. No. No. You understand? So what's meaning that the record in the Father is the same record in the Son.
Yes, sir.
And it's the same record in the Ghost. Right. So that's what makes them one. So for them to make us one, right, we have to have the same record. Right. Thank you, sir. Therefore, there are three that bear it record. Do you see that in heaven? The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. So they bear record.
Yes, sir.
Right. So this record is the blood. You know, the blood, and they call it blood and water.
Mm.
You know that the blood is also water, right? It's just a better, is a more wind up wet water, is a spirit.
Yes, sir.
That's water to his spirit,
mm.
but in a form, in a lower version.
Yes, sir.
Are you seeing that? So, but the higher version of it is the blood. When you wind, that's what Jesus was showing when he did the miracle of turning water to wine. It's the same thing. It's a concept, right, in the Godhead. Right. That's what he was saying also when he was speaking to Nicodemus. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of the water and of the spirit. The water and of the spirit. That spirit is the blood.
Yes.
Right. And that's why the wine color is red. Red wine.
Mm.
Right. There are other colors of wine, but this particular wine, you understand, which is the blood, is red. Right. So, meaning that it can be drunk. What makes us drunk is the wine.
Yeah.
You might not be, you can't be drunk drinking water, but you can be full drinking water. Are you seeing that?
Yes.
But
sir.
You cannot, you can be drunk drinking wine. That's why the water must, it's a must, it must turn to wine for entrance. He said, except a man be born of the water, then and of the spirit. So the two must be present for the record to complete. He cannot. You can see the kingdom, but you cannot enter it. Right? Seeing the kingdom start from precept, knowledge, all those things, your eyes of understanding open. Right? But they need to begin to inject you. That's what they call generate you, gene you up. That's when they make you a kingdom man. Right. I was sharing with the guys in fellowship. I said, that's why our daddy preached a message in the UK. If you have not listened to it, go and listen to it. Preached it. He said, kingdom. Our king is from a family cycle. Are you following me? So he's a bloodline. Then the G there is generate. Right. So for you to be in, for you to drive a dominion, you must be a kinsman. Are you seeing that? So, but all this will not happen if the ministry of Hebrews 12 chapter, the ministration as in the mediation of Jesus, right? Jesus being mediated. I think Pastor Jeff was also teaching some weeks or some days ago. He was talking about the ministry at the right hand of the Father, right?
Yes.
I remember that he said that he doesn't understand what the ministry of the left hand is. So that one cracked me up a little bit. Right? That was the ministry of the left hand. And I was thinking, there may be somebody else who teach it one day. Leslie, maybe I'll call you, teach me, right? That's the ministry of the left hand. You know, some people get very curious and then they'll be thinking, I want to know what is the left hand. Guy, forget. They say it's right. The scepter is a right scepter, righteous scepter. He loves righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, you know, so, sorry to bring that on. I just wanted, I want to calm myself now. I like to calm myself down. Amen. Okay, so you could see that the ministry says, unto Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant. So the mediator, when they say somebody is a mediator, what does that mean? Where to mediate? Right.
Yes.
To what?
To go in between.
To go in between. Another one. I'm looking for something else. Give me another one.
Miduma, Daniel and Dami.
Miduma.
Advocate.
Okay. Yeah. Advocate. Right. So you could see that. So mediation, I want to say that is the one that bridges the gap. Do you see? Okay, like a bridge. Thank you, my dear. So that's exactly the word I'm looking for.
Yes, sir.
And that doesn't take away everything you said. It's correct, but you know, he called it the middle. He brings together the middle wall of partition. Give me that scripture. Middle wall. So there is something that is separating us from God, right? So Jesus bridges that gap. Yes, okay. It says, for he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down. Okay, so he's broken down the middle wall of partition between us. This also means mediator.
Yes, sir.
Right. So there was a middle wall. There was something that was separating us from God. Right. But Jesus broke it down.
Yes, sir.
Right. Then and constructed another bridge.
Mm.
Right. For us to be able to pass. But you know, you can just say all of this and it looks like, okay, there is a bridge in the spirit. Let me just be walking it and going to pass, you know. How do you pass through that bridge?
Well.
There is no way you can put your leg. Which leg do you want to put? Do you understand? So
yes,
there must be some things like the things that Jesus told them to go and tell, go tell that fox, the blind see, the lame walk. The gospel is preached to them that are poor. Right.
Yes,
praise God.
Hallelujah.
So what was Jesus saying there is that he's saying that the restoration has started. That word were coded. It wasn't the physical healing he was doing. Everybody that was sitting with Jesus there will feel that he was talking about healing physically.
Yes, sir.
But he was talking about the healing of the soul. He was talking about the putting together of the man of the soul. So this man was broken down. Right, this is what they call they broke somebody down, middle wall of part. So this man cannot move. He can't reach God. Right, so it was Jesus that constructed this bridge. How did he construct the bridge? He began to give men legs again. How was he giving men legs? By sprinkling, teaching. He was teaching them. As he was teaching them, eyes, sight, recovery of sight, lame, begin to receive strength in their legs. Those who are that have leprosy, diseased, they begin to be cleansed, right, in the soul. Yes, they were not hearing. They were deaf, begin to receive, you know, healing. He said, the dead. Did you see that? So some people were dead. What is dead is in the soul.
Yes, sir.
Right. And the poor. Have the gospel preached to them. So you can see that this is actually what's happening. So this is when they say he is breaking down, right? Is what reconstructing the bridge. First of all, broke down the middle wall of partition, and then he put it together. You see that? So when they say middle wall of partition, what makes us separated from God is all of those things that you saw in that, was it John or Luke that we just looked? Checked right now. Matthew, right? The Matthew chapter 11, verse 5, it says, the blind. So these are the things that created barrier.
Yes, sir.
So what created barrier is our sight. You could not see. That was a barrier. So it's not like, it's not a physical barrier.
Yes,
it's
sir.
A more spiritual barrier. So it's a spiritual work that Satan did. So this blind receiving sight is that Satan did to make men blind, that he gave them another eyes.
Mm.
Right? So they were seeing another thing as life, what to live for, and they were walking in another direction.
Yes,
it's
sir.
Not like this lame here in the spirit. Lame does not mean that you cannot walk. Just the same thing that when they said that the day you eat this fruit, you would die. Death there did not mean that they were going to die physically. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir.
They were going to shut down. But really, they died because something happened to them. Their spirit. This is the same thing. They say blind. Right? So that's why Paul began to say, but a lot of things happened for this to happen, for recovery of sight. Right?
Yes,
they had to use a kind of faith to come to this point whereby they begin to have the spirit of wisdom, spirit of revelation, and then walk by faith. Right. So to walk by faith, right? Amen. Go back to that scripture, Matthew 11, verse 5. I'm just explaining this place. 11, lame walk. To receive strength in your legs to walk, there must be some level of deliverance must have taken place. The blood must have been at work.
Yes, sir.
A far degree or to a degree in the soul. Right. It's actually, you know, is an healing. I like that thing that Daddy always doing. It's for this kind of ministry. This is the ministry of Jesus, right? To give us legs, to give us, to cleanse us from leprosy. And so that our ears, how many years have some of us have been in, you know, how many years I've been in Word of Righteousness? I've been in Word of Righteousness since 2005, came out, and then 2007, I became more stable. So roughly 20 years. I've been in Word of Righteousness, right? And sometimes you'll be wondering that, you know, there are still some things that you still, when you check inside, you still find out that, I still deaf or somewhere. You get what I'm trying to say?
Oh.
Right. It's so, not somebody that I've not even come across for the righteousness, you know how far people are gone in their soul. Right. So there is need for the blood, you know. Amen. I don't know if I've been able to
do
something. Okay, so let's just quickly move on. Our ignorance of the blood, right, of Jesus has made us substitute it from redemption of man to things. We ought to know that the blood of Jesus Christ play a vital role in the salvation of man. Satan is very wicked. Wesley, I just imagine how I grew up to know that the blood of Jesus is for to be plead or to be pleaded. Sorry. Right. So if I was going to school, every time I was going to school, my parents used to pray for me. You know, I cover them with the blood of Jesus. I surround them with the blood of Jesus. You know, the name of Jesus, I put the blood. You know, like, you know, that was how they grew us. They literally grew us with the blood as something that we used to bath and go to school. You know, that kind of thing. So as you are going to school, even you ask anything you want to have, you say, blood of Jesus. You know, you shout the blood of Jesus. The truth is, because the name of Jesus is there, it will work.
Yes,
right. But there is no, I don't know, maybe there is a place in the Bible that if the Bible wrote, I've not seen it, if it is there. I know that there are scripture union people here. Just put it on the screen. Let's see it. Right. Whereby they said, if I'm in trouble, I should shout the blood of Jesus. You know, the only thing I knew that was in scripture was that the season whereby, you know, there was an angel of death that God sent to Egypt. And he asked them to put the blood of a lamb or something on their doorposts, so that when that angel sees it, it will pass. I think that was where that concept came from. That blood typified the blood of Jesus. And so it became a doctrine in the church that now drives understanding of what the blood. So that understanding of the blood was concluded, right, from that point view, that the reason why Jesus shed his blood is so that we can put it on our doorposts. I don't know, maybe you get what I'm saying. We can put it on our doorposts so that when the spirit of death or an angel of death is coming around, then when he sees the blood, it will go to our neighbor. Right. So he said, for the Lord will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he seeth the blood upon the lintel, right, and on the two side posts, right, says the Lord will pass over the door. So, but the truth is, you see, the blood this thing here, it says, and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. This is revelation.
Yes, sir.
Right. Just look at it. As you are looking at it, is it making some other meaning by yes, the sir. Spirit? To see that the door, right, is it, behold, I stand at the door, right? New Testament. Right? Mm. At the door is the door of your heart. Mm. Right. So the blood must be at the door. Amen. So Amen. The blood must be there so that the destroyer, right? So what's the blood? Is laws. Mm. Oh my kitama. So there must be laws in the at your door. You know, mm. that's what guides your door. It says sin lieth at your door. So, mm. so what can lie at our door is blood. What should yeah. be on our door mm. is blood. Right. So when there is blood on our door, then it's a kind of machinery or instrument of judgment to stop the operation of the destroyer. In the Old Testament, it was physical operation and literal operation, but in the New, it's judgment, it's light, it's mm-hmm. perfection, it's Urim, it's something, yes, right, sir. That speaks for you at that gate so mm-hmm. that the destroyer will not come in. So this is this blood is a stopper of the destroyer to come into your houses and smite. So anybody that doesn't have the blood in at the door, the door, the gate of your heart, right? The door of your heart, right? You can't stop the destroyer. I don't know if I'm making some spiritual sense.
Yes, sir, you are.
Okay, so you can't stop the destroyer.
Yes, sir.
So what we use to stop the destroyer is that law, the chain, you know, the wine of the spirit. So it plays a vital role. And this does make sense, right? That so how the destroyer will pass over is by the blood. Somebody say by the blood.
By the blood.
Oh, Mark, yeah. This is powerful. So what is the blood? Right, the blood of both man and animals is what sustained the life of the flesh, which enables them to live on earth. In man, it is the blood that keeps the spirit and soul in the body. So therefore, the blood is life. And like I said, Wesley, you already answered it. The blood is life. Mm. The blood is life. So what is the blood?
The blood is life.
The blood is life.
Yes.
So my question is, what is life? Mm. Mm? Let me hear from my people. What is life? Life, life, life. It's question time. Anybody wants to answer? Anybody can help? What is life? We won't proceed though, if we don't answer me. Okay, the expression of spirits. Alamaka. Who will be this one? You guys are terrible. Dami, Daniel, and Feitola, you are dangerous. So dangerous in your way. Did I continue that song? Your ways. Dami, Daniel, your ways. You are dangerous. I like dangerous. So dangerous. Okay, the commendation of laws that makes up things. You guys, we should just wrap up this meeting and go. Pastor Jeff, I finish work. Oh. Yeah, can I close, sir? I think I'm talking to priests in this meeting, right? So thank you so much. I think that says it all. So you can see that the blood, so when you say blood, it's life. Then somebody say it's an expression of spirit. So we can say that sin, right, and death are spirits. Right. So those are the destroyers. Right. So you would need spirits to stop them. So now the need for blood. Right. So to stop them so that you can walk, or you can take a journey, or you can take a journey, not just walk. You can walk after a while, because when they say the lame walk, right? After a while, God doesn't just want you to walk. He wants you to run, right? Because when you get to Hebrews chapter 12, he begins to say, run with patience. Meaning that you have, by the blood of sprinkling, you have held another spirit called patience. And then that one takes you on another trajectory, or another speed operation. You get what I'm trying to say? How to move. So meaning that at this point where they are commanding them, right, faith has worked.
Yes, sir.
So when faith has completed his work, then he hand you over to patience. He said, then the patient will have a perfect work in you. Are you seeing that? He said, then, right. I know it's James 1 I'm talking about. He says, count it all joy when you pass through diverse trials and different kind of your faith. Work at what?
Patience.
Patience. So that's faith. You have to try your faith. Right? When faith finish working, they hand you over to patience. So that season in Matthew 11, 5 is a
Yes, sir.
season. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Is a season of faith at work, eyes opening. It's faith that is doing all of that. It's also an operation of the blood. That's why it's water and the word, or and the spirit, which is that word, that this operation here is Jesus using water here. Everything Jesus is still using here is still water, raising from the dead. Death, yes, opening. Are you following me? Praise God. Hallelujah. And then blood operation. When blood starts, that one is another trajectory. So the place of blood is when patient takes you and they begin to give you some kind of speed, right? The moment of the patient is the season of patient is season of blood, really, right? Because this blood, this patient is to make you perfect, is to put things that are not there before, begin to put it in place.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Right. So what the water does, the Bible says, it says, Ephesians chapter 5, let's see it. Let's see Ephesians chapter 5. Sorry that I'm touching water, because I have to touch water. Water to his blood, I've said it before, but is a blood at a level. Ephesians chapter 5, right. Let's go down a little bit where he was talking about.
Sorry.
Yes. He said, you see that? He said that he might sanctify and cleanse. You see the word cleanse here. It with the washing of the word. He said leper. Leper are cleansed. Did you see that? So you see the cleansing is for leprosy.
Yes, sir.
It's water that Jesus used to do this one. It's the water of the word. Are you seeing that? Yes. Sanctify and cleanse it. Right. So when you are going through sanctification, is a deliverance from leprosy that is in the soul. Are you seeing that?
Yes, sir.
Yes. So sometimes let me break it down. Sometimes you see that word preeminence, right? Somebody liking to have preeminence, somebody not being able to bear their brother. somebody not being able to, somebody holding on to something. Hey, this sin is my thing. Nothing is your thing here. Do you understand? Some people hold on to ministry, things. Hey, they are afraid. Hey, they don't take this one from me. Maybe, you know, all the things, all manner of things, you know. You see, even fornication, all those things, right, keeps you blind, keeps you lame, keeps you. But when you move to leprosy of the soul, is, you know, leprosy of the soul is a thing that is almost not letting go. Right. When you see a leper, it's almost impossible for leprosy to be healed. Even when you are healed, you still see those things there.
Wow.
It's a sign. You see that leprosy, it chop hand. It a chop hand. Chop, you know, is there a disease in the soul. You know, all manner of things. You know, I just pointed out that there are so many things. So, but what deals with it is this operation in the kingdom, right, which is called the water of the word. And that's how we begin to move towards the kingdom. And that's how we begin to come out from among them.
Yeah.
And then we are becoming separate. Are you with me? Let's see this 27. 27.
Sorry, sir.
No issues. Right, 27 says that it might present itself to itself. To himself, the glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle. Excuse me. Or such things, or any such things, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Right. What's there again to see?
Yeah.
So ought men to love their wives. So this love their wives, it's their own body. He that loveth his wife. Of it. So this thing is a training, right, for the soul. This love your wife is a training for sanctification. It is what will take away wrinkle in the soul, because a sign that you are still, you still have some debt from leprosy, you are not fully sanctified, is that you can't love your wife the way you ought to.
Okay.
Right, so the way you ought to is a death. It's blood that can do this thing. Right, for you to love. Because when you say love, right, you are talking about charity.
Yes, sir.
Right, so when you say charity, you are talking about something that doesn't have anything to do with what is coming back. Do you understand? So it's is that you are losing without expecting again. And you have to do that for the rest of your life. You have to do it daily. You know, a lot of us will be shocked when we get married. You know, let me give you an example. Maybe you get married, and then the sister that you kept married to in the church, maybe by the time you are in the fellowship, when it's prayer time, she's also passionate. Somebody say passionate. Wesley, say passionate.
Passionate.
You see that sister that is very passionate. That's how she is, who, in every department. But you know, you can be seen as passionate for the Lord. When it comes to your children, that's how she will be passionate.
Wow.
When it comes to things, that's how she's passionate. And I'm sorry, my sister, so I'm just talking from by the Spirit. You're right. So when you see her praying in tongues, today will talk to you, say, Brother Wesley, why are you doing like this? You'll be wondering that, what's happening here? It's the same passion that she puts into her prayer. That's how she would deal with you. Like, why are you not eating your food? Eat it. Quick, you are slow eating. And then you'll be wondering, I'm slow in it. I've been eating like this for the past how many years now? I can't even count anymore. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So, but the only way, right, I know that, you know, in your clique right now, somebody that can relate better now is Brian. Right, Uncle Brian. I hear, sir. You know, that kind of a thing whereby, Ogbran, if you are here, I know that you have testimonies whereby, sometimes, there are expectations, right? Whereby, oh, I greet you, sir. You just that expectation whereby somebody just, you get what I'm trying to say, whereby, there are so many things that would begin to happen because she is coming from a different place. You are coming from a different place. And you guys just, but while you are loving each other, are you following me? Or
Yes,
while
sir.
you were looking out for each other, you will not see some of the things that you will begin to see now. For example, maybe you sleep and wake up, you are sleeping, right? And guys, there's a way we sleep. We can sleep, we wake up. Maybe you just wake up at 5 and then you just pray in tongues for 30 minutes or 20 minutes. After that, you sleep again, that kind of a thing. And then you wake up 7 and then you are off,
Yes, sir.
right? So, but the sister, she's looking at you that this is the priest of the house. There's a way you are before, right? Well, you are okay. Well, your life is going on fine. Well, that nobody is telling you that you are not a priest. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But a time comes whereby you wake up that 5 and then your wife just expect that we start to sing. That kind of a thing. I have a father, Almighty Father. And you slept maybe around 1 or, 5, that you just want to pray, touch like 20, 30 minutes and just sleep again. Almighty Father, He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And then you have to do it, and then you have to read Bible, pray. Then you are, and it can even be the other way around. You can be the one that is very active. There is no hard and fast truth to it. You want to share it for your wife, and your wife is looking at this like this guy is going to be hungry. So it can be the other way around, looking at you like this rev that you are sharing this morning, and you are saying, you see what Pastor Ceci said yesterday, whereby the blood is the entrance of some, there are some of us like that. You are very, very active. After a while, your sister can tell you, say, sir, hello, sir. Are you going to hit the blood this morning? Because and then you are surprised that, but I thought that you are a passionate sister. She didn't do anything wrong. Neither did you do anything wrong, right? It's just that something is just beginning to be revealed,
Wow.
that you now begin to need to adjust your life to be able to accommodate the other person. So when they said, as you love yourself and then you die for her, right? Then there is that shift within your soul. Are you seeing that? And it's only blood that can do it, blood colliding. Thank you, Pastor. Right. So you just begin to now begin. So how you redeem this person, the other person, is by you allowing redemption. So submission under Christ. Right, begin to do some redemption in your soul, and then that person. So when the person says, "Ah, this your revelation is too much," you say, oh, sorry." You see that thing that says, "Oh, sorry," is a sign that you are not just about yourself. But you know that some of us, yeah. If I tell you about my own story, some of us just feel like you don't like my revelation. It's like my own revelation, right? Anytime I said it's not jiving before you. You understand, but. If another person is a refi now, maybe Pastor Femi is a refi, you will be saying hallelujah, amen. You'll be saying, Oluwa, oh my God, thank you, Jesus. You are responding. But when me, I'm refi, you are just looking at me. The truth is, what she's looking for is not ref by mouth, right? She's just looking at a life. So the more you can begin to show that life, and you can't show it by, if you do it religiously, it will show, right? So, but I know that we are that are here, Jesus is already working on us, right? So I'm just explaining what Jesus had done. So there will be colliding of blood, like what Pastor said. So you adjust a lot of time. The same thing with the woman, right? The woman too will adjust and keep adjusting. That thing called submission. is, but she can't do it without supply of grace, which is a supply of blood. So the more you stay under the ministry of Jesus, under our pastors and parents, right, then you begin to see help. You will begin to receive help to live that life.
Yes, sir.
So the blood is a vital tool for salvation.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Old Testament use of blood, the Old Testament use of blood of animals, that's what I want to talk about quickly. Right, so every testament functioned by blood. The Old Testament, which is mainly the law of Moses, functioned mainly by the blood of bulls and goats. The blood of animals was used to accomplish the service of God in the tabernacle. The following are the reason for the use of the blood of animals in the Old Testament. Right, so the purest blood that God could use in the Old Testament or in the administration of the tabernacle, right, in the Old Testament, what's the blood of bulls and goats. Imagine the blood of goat better than the blood of a man.
Wow.
Yes, imagine. You know a goat, right?
Awesome.
So meaning that what God is saying, right, is that a goat, man, don't pass scapegoat. Are you seeing that? So that's why if they don't put blood in front of their house, their door, in that Old Testament, that destroyer will enter.
Wow.
Are you seeing that? So that blood that they put is still pure. It's purer. It was that blood that redeemed their life.
Yes, sir.
In the Old Testament. So you could see here that this blood, these goats, right? God needs blood to administer the tabernacle. They call it, he said, the blood of the animals was used to accomplish the service of God in the tabernacle. So to serve God in the tabernacle, right, there must be blood.
Yes, sir.
Right. So for that, those high priests, the priest and the high priest, to function in the tabernacle, a blood must be speaking for them. Do you get? So if a blood is not speaking for them, right, they will die there.
Oh.
Yes. The destroyer will destroy them. Inside the tabernacle. Right. Meaning that God, to serve God, amen.
Amen.
What did I say to do?
To serve God.
So the service of God is not without blood. Right. So to serve God, when they said the blood of Abel was speaking, that was speaking, it was service. Right. So it was some kind of worship. Right, so that was say there's this blood of sprinkling. He said that speaketh better thing than the blood of Abel. So that service, right? The offerings of Abel where it was an offering of blood. Are you seeing that? What does an high priest do? Hebrews chapter 5. Let's see. Hebrews chapter 5. He said, for every high priest is taken from amongst men. Are you seeing that?
Yes, sir.
He said, for every high priest taken from among men is ordained for men in things pertaining to God, that they may offer gift and sacrifices for what? sin. So the offering of Abel, are you seeing that?
Yes,
it's an offering. His gifts and sacrifice was for sin, really.
Mm.
So that was why what he brought was accepted, because he understood the order, the priestly order.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
So when they entered into the tabernacle of God to offer, he brought an animal for that has life. So he offered life to God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
But he didn't just offer life to God, but he also, that thing was a sign of an offering of his life as well. Because the Lord testified of him by saying to Cain that if thou doest well, so he was doing well.
Yes, sir.
Are you seeing that?
Yes, sir.
Right. So doing well. Doing well, yeah. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Just a minute, please. Doing well, yeah. Are you with me, sir?
Yes, sir.
Is that well doing? He was changing. Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what did I say this man was doing? He was changing. So the other person was not changing.
Yes, sir.
So the operation of sin, so what is at his own door was another blood.
Yeah.
So which we can also call water or blood to a degree, right? So something is lying at his door. Right. And unto thee shall I say, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. He said, if thou doest well, then thou not be accepted. So what is acceptation? Let's see Hebrews chapter 5, verse 1 again. So you could see that how they offered was so you can say here that those two men. What God did for them was that he was sending to them some form of blood to make them a priest and an high priest for offering. So when the time of offering came and they came to offer, one was accepted. So Jesus too did the same thing. You could see Jesus was an Abel. Right. So he offered too. What did Jesus came to offer? Was his blood.
Yes.
But that blood was already well done.
Wow.
So it was a prepared blood for God. Right? That's why he was a pure. So he had to prepare himself. He said, my body, you prepared me to do will, oh God. So as he was doing will with his body, his blood was also changing. Right? His blood was becoming good. And after a while, his blood became acceptable. After a while, his blood became a perfect sacrificial blood for God to be able to receive it, right?
Yes, sir.
So that blood went into, that blood purified the heavens. He went into the heavens. Besides, that blood was so much accepted that he placed it on the mercy seat.
Wow.
Did you see that? So the blood of Jesus is something great. He said, wherefore, when he cometh into the world, are you seeing that? He said, sacrifices and offering, thou wouldest not, a body thou hast prepared me, thou hast prepared me. You see this. Let's see what is next. He said, in burnt offering and in sacrifices for sin, thou art no pleasure. Let's see 7. Then, lo, I come in the volume of the books, or the book, sorry. The volume, imagine volume of the book.
Yeah.
It is written of me, right? To do thy will, O God. So the volume of books, or the volume, sorry, I'm calling it books, is book. It is written of me. So this written of me is blood and water.
Yeah.
Is a code. You guys have already said it, Right. Let me pick from your words. Right. Expression of spirit. Mr. Mayan said, life is a force that gives you ability to function in a realm or plane of existence. So
Wow.
now, so meaning that they move, are you seeing that abilities, spirits into this, into our Lord Jesus by book, by the book. I like the word volume, meaning that they can be raised. It can be lowered.
Wow.
I mean,
Yes,
you
sir.
can increase volume, right?
Yes, sir.
So meaning that there is no realm. There is a will of God. There is no will Jesus cannot do by this book. This book, right, is in his soul. Are you saying that?
Yes, sir.
You see that? What did I say the book is in?
In the soul.
In his soul. Hallelujah. So the
Amen.
soul of Jesus carry blood inside. Apart from the fact that, so that blood also spreads into his persons. Right? Into his person. So what does that use to function? Do you know that Jesus' redemption cut across all them, earth and heaven? Jesus is actually heaven and earth.
Yes, sir.
That's why they use the word volume of book. So if Jesus steps into earth, he has a book that he can use at a volume. Oh my God. I'm not making this up. It's spirit that is talking
Yes,
within
sir.
me, right? He has a volume that he can use to operate here. And he showed us in scripture when he
Yeah.
moves into heaven. Even if you meet Jesus and miss the angel, there is a way he's relating with them. And this is what God wants to make us. This is dominion, is kingdom. Kingdom. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let me continue. I hope you are enjoying, we are enjoying this fellowship or this class. I don't know.
Yes, sir.
Get feedback from us. I hope everything is going off. And thank you to us. Yeah. But the culmination of laws that makes up things a thing. Amen. I only got one responder. It means that some other people are not really, they are just managing me. It's okay. This is well. Thank you for managing me. Thank you. Thank you. You know, it's good to have feedback in classes now, right? At least so that I will know if the thing is not going well. So that I can pray God, God, help this your small boy to. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Ah, Pastor Jimmy of the Most High God. I hear you, sir. I say we are not managing. Okay, sir. All right. Okay. So I'm encouraged now. Let me continue. Since I'm not being managed. Thank you so much. Okay, great. Awesome. Great, great. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's go back to our manual. It says, so the reasons, the following are the reasons for and uses of the blood of the of animals in the Old Testament. So I think I mentioned it a little bit while I was talking the other time. So for is for the sanctification and consecration of the priests. Excuse me, please. The people and the altar. See, your altar, even your altar, you know, that thing that they call prayer altar, all those kind of things, you know. Even your altar will not be on fire, as it were, right? If there is no, you know, if there is, if the blood is not in operation, or let me say it in another way, if the blood is not being sprinkled on the soul, right? I want to tell you guys, like, is us that can pray through. And I'm not, and it's not pride. I'm not saying that, you know, because when you pray, right, when you pray in understanding, right, there is always a way through, right? They open the way for you to go through. Because anytime you pray according to the will of God, right, what happens? What did the Bible say? It say when you pray, it say you ask and you receive not. Say because you ask amiss, because you want to consume it unto your lust. Right. But let's see again. I think he was talking about when you pray according to the will, when you make your petitions according to the will, then it goes through. Paraphrasing that scripture. Look for that particular, you know, scripture for me. Right. Okay, this is it. 1 John 5:15. It says, and if we know that he heareth us, so whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. The word there is of him. Of him. All right. They didn't say we have the petition that we desire from him. Did you see that? So this has to do with nature, life, will.
Yes.
Are you seeing that? So when it is according to will, for example, let me give you an example. You know, sometimes you might say, and this is the confidence that we have in him. Yes, this is what I'm looking for. That if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Heareth us also meaning he is going through. Who is hearing you here? This heareth us is that in you are, see, this kind of prayer is not a prayer of an outer man. Because what you are saying in this 1 John 5 is about blood, record, all those things. Are you following me?
Yes,
he was talking about blood, record, will. Everything here is about them. So when you pray according to his will, right? So does that mean that God doesn't hear you when you pray? So I always say it that really, 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 a lot of time, these are some hard things to say, right? Is not God or the Father. Let me spell it out. That is really, really responding. Even though it's him. I don't know, maybe you get what I'm saying, but it's some kind of operation which is angelic. Right? That does that. But it's from the Father. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying when it comes to will, right? When it comes to will, nature, change of nature. Because also you can say will is also healing. Healing of your natural body is will. Or maybe giving you some natural things is according to his will. But you know what I'm talking about. He said the things you desire of him. Right. So when you begin to do that, right, you are praying a priestly prayer. Right. So when prayer moves to that dimension of priestly, in the order of the priest, then the Father pay attention to such, right? Let me say it in another way. The heavens, more like the Godhead, right? Pay attention to such prayers. Right. And I've said it before, it's not everybody they hear.
Yes, sir.
So they hear, there are some things they hear. Right. I believe because God is a God of order. Let me give you an example. It's just like you are in an office and you are working in an office and then there are some needs. Maybe you went to work outside the office, right?
Yes, sir.
Do you need to see the CEO to get an impress, to make an impress and give it to the accountant? You know, it's just an accountant. Everything ends with the accountant.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You make an impress, you submit it, they go through it, they do the maybe your manager would approve, and then that thing, they put it in the bag. As long as it's legit, right, it will go later. The CEO can review the books. A lot of times, if it's high level, just review, okay. Based on the project, it was what was spent, okay, and all of that. But you think that, okay, imagine you are at that level, you now go straight to the CEO and say, hello, sir, you see, I'm going to cash and far. Because of this project, they'll just be looking at you. This girl doesn't understand hierarchy here. Mean that you don't know order. So if the CEO hears about everything that is happening, he's no longer the CEO or something. He's operations manager. I don't know. You get what I'm trying to say?
Yes, sir.
And so there are some things he does not that is not needed. So
Yes.
imagine you need shoe. He's the father that will be taking care of shoe. Are you following
Yes.
me? Like the one that they set in motion, the earth in itself is arranged to favor you. Oh, my Kasima. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. The earth of your father
No.
is designed. Just doing righteousness alone, obeying God alone, is designed to make things work together. Are you seeing that? It's a law in operation. That's power. God has things. So, do you understand?
Yes, sir.
I'm telling you, some people, somebody said, I think it's Papa Edeko, said, I've never prayed for what I'm going to eat all my life. Since the day I caught this revelation, I've never for one day. And he was saying, I've never. I don't pray for what I'm going to eat. Not anymore. Not again. Never. Imagine that kind of a thing. You think that, why is he not praying? But you and me, we still need our father. Ah, bless your boy. Show your boy a mess. But as a result of how God has arranged things, are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Did you see Jesus anytime? Jesus doesn't do it. You can't see Jesus anytime. You can't catch him. Even at 12 years old, he wasn't praying for what I'm going to eat, what I will drink, what I'm going to. You know, I was gisting here one of the Sundays. I was just gisting by the Spirit. God was just helping me, right, to see the interplay. Oh, you know, some of the things that happened in while he was 12, and then he was with those guys, the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And you know, for 3 days he was there, right? I don't know if you know this has been taught before, probably. That was how he came back to me. But it was also clear that Jesus was there for 3 days, and he was still with them, talking about the things concerning the law. Are you seeing that? Right. They're both hearing them and asking them questions. So how did he survive for the 3 days? Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Right. Let's go to verse 40. It came to pass, okay. In the midst of, let's go to verse 47. It says, and see this thing, and all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answer. You see this thing? Let's see verse 48. Let me see if there is any other thing that I can reference. See this one. It says, and when they saw him, they were amazed. Okay, and his mother said unto him, okay, let's go back to verse 47. This is that 47 says they were astonished. The word astonished can still sound like amazed.
Yes, sir.
They were flabberwhelmed, overgasped, right, at his understanding. You know, when people are flabberwhelmed, overgasped at his understanding, this understanding was by the Spirit, was from a spirit of wisdom and understanding, right? There was life in Jesus's soul.
Yes, sir.
Even at this age, I'm very sure some people will be like, ah, where are you going to sleep tonight? This boy. Because the Bible says, astonished. Let me give you my room. Come and sleep here. Let's continue the Jesus. And the next day, they wake up, he baited. They will have served him. I'm not lying to you. This guy will have enjoyed. Because afterwards, he told his mom that this business can start now. Oh my God. I don't need to say that. Hey, this enjoyment is too much. Guy, hey, this one, if you go now, you are not yet made. Go and submit. Go and suffer small. I don't know, maybe you get my gist. Go back and suffer small. Because where he was, this place that he is now, he has become Lord. You understand? Some people bring lacacera, you know, gala, things, you know. I'm just using that as an example. It's an allegory. You know, just pack things, give the boy seats. Let's gist more. Let's gist. Because the Bible did not say this time, right, at this point, Wesley, they didn't stone him.
Yeah.
Are you following me? At this time, they were not disgruntled at him.
Yeah.
Meaning that at this level, he was a full milk-grown fellow. And there is no soul that doesn't like milk. I'm not lying to you.
Yes, sir.
You know, as in like milk, sweet. Jesus was too sweet. At this point, they were enjoying it. They said, who is this guy? Who is this guy? I'm very sure they will be dragging. I bled tomorrow if this boy go there. You know? Because something new came into the temple. That was the first time God waved his son before doctors, before lawyers, before scribes. Are you seeing that? So they saw something new entirely. His doctrines were different. His understanding was top-notch. And he was calm. You know, the calm of the ghosts. He had a finesse. You know that finesse. He has swag. Right. How do I know that he has swag? See verse 20, 48. Let's see 48. You see it there. He's there. He said, and his mother said unto him, son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. Let's see verse 49. He said, and he said unto them, how is it that thou sought me? As in Jesus, see the way he said, how is it that you sought me? He was a grown man. The guy gets stature. Right? What he's telling them is, I can look out for myself. Why? What are you talking about? Did you see that? He said, we see not. But I must be about my father's business. What was he talking about? He's talking about father. That, you know, he moved them into another realm.
Wow.
And Mary began to ponder. Small boy of 12. Talk. Mary was wondering, clearly to survive. You know, what's this one saying? What's this? He said, and they understood not the same which he spoke unto them. You see, Jesus, he talked, finished 12 years old. My mother don't give me, I don't go even know how that would stammer in the human language. Even you go confused when you see that, so you go down confused, but see the calm, see life. You can see from his interaction. See life. Are you seeing that? Let's go down a little bit. Let's go down a little bit, like 51. He says, and he went to Nazareth. You see what they said? They but his mother kept all these sayings. When they say all, meaning that he has been saying things. All these things. At 12, I believe that. For attacky, right? The respect we Mary get for Jesus must have been eternal. Right. It's beyond, it can't be fathomed. That was why Jesus, he said to them, there was whatever he said to you, don't joke with this guy. Are you seeing that? He said, whatever I tell you to do. He has told Mary many things. His mother saith unto the servant, whatsoever he saith. Because Mary don't collect saying until you do it to this guy. That's something else. Mary is not seeing his son as his son anymore.
Mm.
Right, see him as Lord. This is beautiful. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Let's just quickly, you know, let me move a little bit because I really want to cover this thing quickly. Therefore, the sanctification. So you see this for the sanctification of what? Sanctification and consecration of the priest. So you see what the blood was doing? It was to make a priest. So Jesus was already made to a degree at 12. Right, I tell you, to a large extent, that Jesus can offer. He has details of offering. Right, but let's go. He said the Lord commanded Moses to consecrate Aaron and his sons into the priestly office by the blood of rams. Right, this ram here, our daddy call it Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So how they consecrate us into priestly office is by making us Christ's.
Yes, sir.
Right. And I want to clarify something here. You know, I want you to know what they call milk of the word, right, is yes, what is used to lay foundation. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Right. And that word foundation is also Christ. But when you lay foundation, are you following me?
Yes, sir.
When you seal foundation, to seal foundation is to perfect, right, the foundation.
Yes.
So the sealing of foundation is a perfection of that order. So that order, so for every strata of salvation, there is a perfection of that strata. So the beginning of Christ, right, is a perfection of the milk order, which is some kind of meat, right? Is a solid state, right? Which we can call is a kind of butter. It's no more milk as it were. Are you following? But butter, right? Yes. Then when you now move up from there, then you can now say, oh, this guy is start the journey of the new man. But at that time, it has already come into what is called new creation. The milk, because when you begin to leave, when you say you are winding from milk, are you following me?
Yes,
right.
Sir.
Is an introduction of meat. And that introduction of meat is a perfection of the milk. That's why sometimes the milk might almost sound like when you are moving towards the end of it, you begin to talk about love. Why that would now be, that is more of exercise that would begin to touch nature. Right. The reason why Jesus could go back to submit was that he has some kind of understanding of charity. Why he must do it. He has the detail of it. So Holy Ghost would not have instructed him in ignorance. Do you see that? So that season was to perform foundation, right? I believe at that time, right? Amen.
Amen.
I believe so much that milk is not small. Do you see that? Because when you say milk, when you say believing the principles of the doctrine of Christ, the things that are here, say laying out, they are not small things. Right? Say, let us go into a perfection. Not laying again, foundation of repentance from death, you know, and faith towards God. You see these things here, Wesley, it can almost sound like this is not small. When you talk about repentance from dead works, a lot of us have not fully repented from dead works. Right? So I always like to put it out there. So we must not commonize those things, right? And just look at it, because it's also something. Imagine you have all of this. You are fully repented, right? And you have used faith towards God. You have baptism of laying on of hands, resurrection of the dead, right? And of eternal judgment. And those things that we have taught them, Right. So this will do if God permits. Pastor Femi have labored, Pastor, what's his name? Pastor Bukumi has labored, right? And myself will be laboring on all of those things. So sometimes when you see that they dovetail into the meat of the gospel.
Makes sense.
You see that. So for you to perfect them, you must still teach them at another level. And that's why it is blood at another level, right? But it's water at a level.
Makes sense.
That's what is milk, water at a level, right? So for us to consecrate Christ or consecrate priests, when you say somebody has become a priest, then they must use blood of sprinkling. So the more they do that, right, the ministry of the blood begin to make that person Christ as a building, right? So the first is Christ as foundation, then Christ as a building. I like to say that, the bull, or the when you see a, what's it called now? Well, is it a bull? Oh yeah, what milks out? What animal did they milk out? Or do they get we, they, we do we get milk from?
Awesome. I mean, I did this a cow
The cow, right? Okay.
yes.
Okay, great. So cow is that animal we get milks from. So when you get milk, so you see that that cow is a body of meat, right? But it's still milk that's coming out of it. For to it's just the same thing as man. Mother with breasts
Yes,
is a
sir.
body of meat. But so what is given to the child is meat, right?
Yes, sir.
At in a watery form. Establish the going of that child.
Yes, sir.
Right. But let's continue. So he said the altar and the utensils and of the service were also sanctified by the blood of animal. Right. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 21. So moreover, he sprinkled with blood, both tabernacle, blood the tabernacle and the vessel of the ministry. Say the Lord also commanded that the people, you see that, should be sanctified by the blood of animals. So God had to do that to show that, right, that really, 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 what he wants to wash is the people. What he wants to cleanse are the people. Are you seeing that? So he wants to cleanse them, he wants to wash them, and he must use the blood to do that. All right. So, but this ministry, amen.
Amen.
They call it ministries or ministration of death. Right. So this ministry could not reach where God really wanted to reach. So it was just a stopgap. Right, to preach, to speak, so that God could still speak on earth. I believe at that point, God, Satan will be looking at God and say, God, what are you right.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing? You just set up one tabernacle, you're there to kill around. Yeah. This thing doesn't reach me. I'm still functioning perfectly within their souls, right? But God was preparing him, he did not know, right, for what is coming, right? So I believe Satan was must have been amazed, or let me use the word astonished, how God achieved this whole feat. But let's just I'll stop here because we still have a long way to go, right? I'll just stop here so that we can just use like 5 minutes. You allow me to take 5 more minutes of that time just to pray, right? Just want us to pray, that this will not just be words, right? It will not just be precepts, right? For every time God sends his word, he sends it for a purpose, right? He sends it for to do something.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So I want us to pray that that which God has sent this word for, right? If you see Hebrews, let's just read this place and then use it to pray. For Hebrews chapter 6, verse 7, it says, for the earth which drinketh in the rain that cometh off upon it, right? And bringeth forth herbs, meat for them by whom it dresseth, receiveth blessing from God. So when we are drinking, are you following me? When we are drinking from the rain that God has said, that rain is also sprinkling. You know, rain is a sprinkle. It's both what God called rain. He called it former and latter rain. It's war, is water and blood. Really, that's how God blesses.
Yes, sir.
Right. He said, but verse 8 says, but that which beareth thorns and burials, I don't know how to call that, burials or something, is rejected and near unto cost, whose end is born. I don't want to be rejected. Yes. I want to be accepted. Just like, you know, we spoke about Cain, that his offerings were not accepted. And it's because God has also invested. So for every investment of God, there has to be some seasons of offering. I want us to pray that mercy is will be available for us to be able to, you know, receive these things and profit with them. Prayers in the name of Jesus. Raka, by my soul, we receive them. Ejeberoska, Edibarades, Asabando, Setima. We have just 3 minutes to pray. I want you to use this opportunity to take advantage of that 3 minutes. Pray in the spirit. Pray with your spirit. Alate, Shadagosa, Sebelita, Bentova, Bentove, Bentuvisa, Yalabarate, Katato Farate. Make sure you are praying wherever you are. Paradigas Katata, Paradibas Katota. Parade Bosa, Parada Gasosa, Parade Bababa, Enjagalano, Enjigalina, Estatano, Valera, Seshine Getova, Seshemiga Davara, Peperoba, Peperoba, Peperobaba, Peperiga, Peperuba. Make sure you are not distracted wherever you are. Esatima, Esatima, Eshkadaboriante, Edaba, 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 that this blood will move to the door, even to the door of my heart. That the blood of Jesus, I will not be void of it. In the name of Jesus, so that the destroyer will not be able to destroy. Antalato. Antalima, Antaliga, Shalade Bagaska, Shalabu, thank him for the mercy that we receive, for the help of the Spirit, Balaga Santa Balaska, for the blessing of the word, for the blessing of life. We are grateful. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our Father. Thank you, because this day is going to be counted for eternity. Lord, we thank you. We are grateful. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed.
Amen. Amen.